On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Hello, everybody.
Coming through. There I am.
Hello, everybody. I'm George Adair. Thanks for joining us today. This Wednesday at noon. Lots happening.
Yeah.
When this happens, we redirect the show.
We do.
We redirect the show into more relevant commentary about what's happening with people's homes and insurance and things like that.
And I really appreciate your flexibility, George. I trust working with you now over 8 years that you understand sort of how we have to work into this mode when emergencies happen. You're very flexible, able to make sure that the information about people's homes, which is very important right now, that we're getting out that information to everyone.
It's like the number one thing people are focused on in the fires is what do they what happens to their home, whether you're a homeowner or a renter.
Mm-hmm.
So many people are impacted. When these times arise, I like to get into the insurance conversation.
Right.
And I always have to tell people I'm not a licensed agent by any means.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I traveled down this wide highway of financial services and mortgage lending and real estate, and insurance comes into that all the time. And so I work with lots of great people. One of them is Robert Stroud. He's a local Farmers insurance broker, mm-hmm. also works with other companies, and he's joining us live right now. So let's go ahead and bring Rob Stroud on. Hey, Rob, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
First and foremost, how are you? I understand you're displaced. You're in family and many people around you.
Everybody's doing okay. It's been a weird, like almost deja vu-ish week, you know, but everybody's doing okay. Spirits are high, and so everybody's doing okay.
Good. Well, I'm glad to hear that, and hopefully it stays that way. I know tomorrow's going to be an interesting day. Hopefully it won't be interesting, but
yeah, we actually did get information. This is from the Sonoma County Fire District. They just sent out a Nixle alert about a red flag warning. So that's what George is referring to. This is for the Glass Fire area in the North Bay Mountains. It's going to start tomorrow at 1 o'clock and go through Friday at 6 p.m. A red flag warning in the North Bay Mountains, beginning at 1 p.m. and going until 6 p.m. Wind gusts from the northwest, 10 to 20 miles per hour, with gusts over 25 to 35 miles per hour at the higher elevations. And of course, we've got these dry conditions, so that makes things pretty difficult.
Yeah, and so Rob, when you hear that, of course, you know, I'm sure it makes you cringe for the hundreds or maybe more customers you have in the affected areas. And I think the first thing I like to find out from you as an expert with whom I've turned to many times for information is, what do we expect when the fires are done? And by knowing that, how do we prepare better today?
When you say when the fires are done, you mean when it's okay to go home?
Yeah, when it's okay to go home in your area, you know, what's the next thing people need to do when they're considering smoke damage, you know, exterior property damage, or, of course, major losses? And then how do people prepare for that?
Well, anybody that was under a mandatory evacuation needs to have called their insurance agent or their company and filed that claim and just see what their options are for that through their company right away. That's the first thing they should do. Even today, if they have been staying with friends and family and they might not have even tried to file a claim yet because they might not have incurred any costs. But you want to file that claim just to get yourself in there. So as they're going through the process, thousands of people have been displaced. So there's potentially thousands of people with each insurance company that are calling in. So you want to get in there right away. And you want to just have them come out. It doesn't hurt anything. This is a catastrophe. You're not going to be held to accountable like you filed a claim or something like that. It's not going to be like that. The insurance company will have somebody either maybe not come out because it's not because of COVID. We have to think about that too. They usually would send a team of people out. There'd be a bus here somewhere already. That's not happening because of COVID. So what they'll probably do is they'll probably, and this is probably because we're in uncharted waters right now with having to deal with two issues with COVID and wildfires, right?
Yeah.
So what I'm assuming they're going to do is they're going to be just sending out people to do screenings to see if the air is okay in there or if the air ducts need to be cleaned out, and we'll be going like that.
But yeah, because the smoke stays, especially in Sonoma County's valleys. You know, we have these little valleys everywhere, and the smoke just stays.
Mm-hmm.
And this happened when my home was affected by Kincaid's fire a year ago. The entire eastern portion of Windsor and some western portions were completely covered by dense, thick smoke. It just sat there, and it got into the houses, right, Rob? And so that's a major concern for people. Just because your house didn't burn doesn't mean you're not affected.
Oh, it really is a major concern. And if you are allergic to any of these particulates, or if they just can make, if you have young children, these are all things we have to take into consideration. And a lot of times people will just not even think that that's something that is covered, but it is covered. You have to meet deductible on that. So if you carry a really high deductible, that could be something that you have to talk to your insurance company about.
Yeah, you got to weigh the whether it's worth doing a claim or not.
Yeah, exactly. But I have seen in some cases where the fire is like right on your property, maybe didn't get your house, it burned your fence or something like that, where the smoke is, you know, it can be very expensive to get in there and clean it out. They might have to repaint or take out insulation. There's a lot of things that go into that. So absolutely, there's... Shoot, George, I believe your house was pretty bad, wasn't it?
Yeah, we, you know, fortunately, we had a really good air scrubber going the whole time. We closed everything up, and we looked later, and we don't have the same kind of air duct holes in our eaves that a lot of people have. So we were fortunate not to have the smoke damage to the extent that so many others did. But, yeah, we lost 30 trees and 240 feet of fence back then. So I now have a new perspective on these things, and getting your claim filed early is good. And I think what you're saying is important. Like, you're not filing a false claim. You're just putting your foot in the door. You don't know what you're coming back to yet.
Critically, it's so important. We don't have a clue yet. There's a lot of people that don't even know if their homes are still standing.
Right.
So I'm all about, let's just be aggressive. Let's get out in front of it. Let's file the claim. It does no damage to you. It doesn't hurt your record as far as the insurance companies go. All you're doing is, hey, look, I've been mandatory evacuated. I need to know my next steps. You're kind of putting the ball back in their court, which is really important.
Yeah, and I want to get into a little bit of next steps for people that are, you know, maybe, you know, look, today's September 30th, right? Next month is when Kincaid happened, when Tubbs happened, right? We're just in the throes of a major fire right now. But there are people that are not evacuated, that are in evacuation warning areas or in perimeter areas. Mm-hmm. What should they be doing for the next 12 hours to be ready for insurance? And, you know, I'm thinking directions like taking pictures and itemization. Talk to me a little more about that and our listeners to be ready for the next 24 hours.
Yeah, the most important thing is have yourself a bag packed with really important documents. If you can pull those things, or if you have them ready to go like that, get all your important documents together. Get your important things packed, your pictures, stuff like that. But it is good to just have that stuff really ready to go. And you know what? When you're kind of taking pictures and looking at stuff in the house, you just want to get the stuff that can be replaced. The stuff that can't be replaced, they can't really put a dollar amount on. The drawings that your kids did, stuff like that, pack those up. The stuff that we can replace, we will. So take pictures of couches, cameras, you know, anything, TV, stuff like that we can replace, silver, stuff like that, and then silverware, I should say, and just have it ready to go. Or even send it to your agent today. Shoot, it doesn't hurt to kind of be prepared. Like, if you have a local person that you work with, it doesn't hurt to do a quick household inventory checklist where you just go room to room and you write everything down, take a few quick pictures, and then say, hey, look, this is just a precaution. I'm just trying to be ahead of it, and here it is, and send it over. And if you're on a warning level watch list, that's a good thing to have ready, and it just will ease your mind. It's one less thing to worry about tomorrow if tomorrow's bad.
Yeah, we when my family evacuated for Kincaid, we had a good like 4 hours. You know they were doing the high low sirens in the neighborhood, and it was a very calm process for us. In fact, we felt like maybe we're taking too long, but you know, the fire didn't come through for another 24 hours. And I was so glad that I'd gone through, because as we watched on our security cameras, the fire literally burning my property outside and 20 convict firefighters saving our house on security cameras, we weren't as worried because we had already prepared.
Right.
And that's what I wanted to get out in today's, show.
That
is
preparation and that ability to relax your mind a little bit is critical when you're in states of hypertension and you're just like hyper awareness and you're super alert. So it's like, it's one less thing for you to worry about and maybe not like make a mistake and rush through something else.
So this show tends to focus on owners of real estate. When we come back, I'd like to also talk about the tenants. I'd like to talk about the elderly and some of the things that maybe they're not thinking of, in the next segment. Can you stick around and join us?
Yeah, sure.
Absolutely. So we're going to go to a commercial break, folks. I'm George Adair. If you do have any questions, Rob, how can people reach you if they want to learn more about what insurance services you offer?
Yeah, I can be reached at the office at 707-546-2010. You can find me on Facebook, Robert Stroud. You can email me, rstroud@farmersagent.com. I'm pretty available. I'm at the office right now. I'm the only one here. So come on down. Wear a mask.
Yeah, yeah. But call your agent first if, you know, definitely. You have your own agent. Definitely call your agent first. But, folks, we're with Robert Stroud, very experienced, one of the best in the industry. I'm George Adair. We're going to go to commercial break. Be right back.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5, KSRO.
Hey, Sonoma County. This is George Adair with Cross Country Mortgage. This is a great time for many homeowners to refinance and use your home's equity to pay off credit cards, complete home improvement projects, or just lower your payment with a new fixed-rate mortgage. Just visit georgeadair.com for a fast pre-approval. Then I'll provide a free phone or in-person consultation, reviewing your goals and potential savings. Cross Country offers amazing technology, incredible rates, and a local presence you can trust. Even more important, I have the experience and loan programs to help get your loan approved, even with challenging credit or income situations. We're a direct lender, and many of our clients close their refinance loan in as fast as 21 days. Some properties don't even require an appraisal. If you're ready for a great lending experience, then let's get started. Call me direct at 707-583-8100. That's 707-583-8100. Or visit georgiadair.com.
Cross Country Mortgage, NMLS ID 2039, and Georgia Dair, NMLS ID 245370. Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval. Sonoma County has been through a lot. And once again, local businesses are finding creative solutions to stay in business, support their employees, and put money back into the community.
As a local realtor and Sonoma County resident, I've seen firsthand the direct link between the health and strength of our community and that of the real estate market. I've raised a family here, been through the aftermath of the fires. I've seen the real estate market fluctuate and have seen our community rally. As a member of Sonoma County Go Local, I'll be doing what I can to give back to the community by featuring a local business or nonprofit each week on the Real Estate Hour. Stay safe, keep socially distancing, support our community, and reach out if you need some help. We're in this together. We are Sonoma Strong.
Allison Norman is a realtor with Keller Williams Realty and host of Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour, Sundays at 9 a.m. on KSRO. To discuss your specific real estate needs or to make a no-obligation appointment, call or text 707-799-3617. DRE license number 01720334. On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5, KSRO.
Hey, folks. Thanks for joining us today. We're joined by Robert Stroud, who's an insurance broker and agent. I might be saying that wrong, Robert. Maybe you need to license yourself better than I do here. What do we call you?
Yeah, farmer's agent is fine. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't matter.
Okay. Farmer's agent with access to other companies, I think, is an important thing.
That's right, yeah.
You know, because
yeah,
especially,
yeah.
We're going to talk about that a little bit because I think people are starting to get concerned about non-renewals and stuff, and I want to come back to that. So, you know, put a little bookmark in your head there. We left the last segment talking about the other folks that can easily be forgotten in these fires would be, you know, folks that are renting and also the elderly. Obviously, Oakmont has been greatly impacted by this fire. Talk to me a little more about renter's insurance and what sort of coverages come to mind that people can rely on if they've been part of, if the home they live in has been affected by fire.
Yeah, so renter's insurance is really critical for Sonoma County. It's really important everywhere, but we've learned over the last few years how important it is. So essentially what it is they call or they go online and they talk to their insurance company that way, and they say, look, I have this much property, personal property. That's the most important coverage in that. And you'll say you say $50,000 or $100,000 is a pretty common renter's policies in Sonoma County. So you would then pick your own coverage. Where you don't do that on homeowners policies, that coverage is kind of told to you what to get as far as the reconstruction cost goes, right?
Sure.
So you pick your own contents coverage, and then off of that is a sub coverage called the loss of use or ALE, right?
Right.
And these are critical coverages because the owner of the home doesn't have any interest in your property, and he doesn't have any interest. I mean, financial interest that is in your property, and he doesn't have any financial interest. And what happens to you while your home is under evac warning or a mandatory evacuation. So what the so the homeowner isn't, he doesn't have to pay for you to go to a hotel, and a lot of renters don't realize that at first, and they didn't realize that in 17. So we've done a we've had a job to do, and that is to educate people on what renters insurance does and how it protects them. Mm. So it covers their loss of use, where, and you have to make sure that you tell your insurance company, like, if you bought a $25,000, let's say, policy, it would come with $5,000 of loss of use. And a lot of times that can be eaten up in a week in Sonoma County if you have to get a VRBO, for example.
Right.
So that's a coverage that we make sure that we talk to people about, like, hey, look, you probably need at least $40,000 here in coverage just to kind of get you through if it's a Tubbs, you know, 2.0.
Right, and it's, you know, it's not that, and tell me if I'm wrong, it doesn't seem like it's that expensive to really have yourself adequately covered as a renter's policy.
It's really not that expensive. It's about $20 a month, roughly, for a very, very comprehensive policy.
That's good to know. So that's renters. And what about, you know, like the folks that are elderly, people that live in HOA communities, assisted living? Like, what sort of insurance concerns do they have? Especially with, like, let's talk about Oakmont, where there's, I think, two HOAs.
I can speak on Oakmont. I've had quite a few people evacuated from there, from our agency as well. And so what I would say to that is they almost always have an HO6, which is like a companion policy.
Mm-hmm.
The HO6 policy, it covers their personal property, their liability, and their loss of use. It's almost like a renter's policy, but you can actually buy building coverage in it,
mm-hmm,
as well. So, like, for, you know, your floor coverings, things like that, updates that you do to the policy. The actual HOA master policy doesn't include the coverages for each individual like that. So for their ALE, they need to have the HO6 companion policy. And for their personal property, if it gets destroyed, the HOA master policy is not going to have coverage for that. Because they just like with a landlord, the HOA master, the HOA itself doesn't have any financial interest in their personal property.
Right. So let me unpack that just a little bit. So some of our listeners can follow along. There's different levels of insurance coverage when there's an HOA, mm-hmm, right? So there's HO6, yeah, there's HO3. So the master policy generally will cover common areas, you know, rebuilding the community centers and replacing the foliage around the property. Sometimes
and the houses. Yeah.
And the exterior to the house, right? Mm-hmm. And then you've got your interior coverage.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so there's that delineation. We call it walls in coverage, right? Everything from the studs in needs to be replaced by insurance. So like, as a lender, when someone buys a home, we still require that there's enough coverage to replace the interior construction,
mm-hmm,
the finish work, the countertops, right? So HOAs usually don't, but are you saying Oakmont's, some of their, I know this divided a little bit differently throughout Oakmont, that the master policy there can cover interior?
Oh yeah, it's all about them, the actual HOA. They get to decide that. They have a CC&Rs, and that basically is the governance of it. And they then decide, this is the coverage we want. And here, the farmer's policy for HOAs, the larger ones that we do, they actually have the language in them that says we cover whatever the CC&Rs say.
Yeah.
So we follow those to the T right there. But
and the CC&Rs, so people know what that acronym is, the conditions, covenants, and restrictions of the rules governing the HOA. So when you live in a homeowners association complex or subdivision, CC&Rs run with the property, and those are the rules you agreed to when you bought and the rules that the HOA agreed to when you bought. So when people, Rob, when people want to start, let's talk about smoke damage. There's probably a lot of it in Oakmont, mm-hmm, I'm just going to guess. Should they get immediately in touch with their HOA?
Yeah,
or should they talk to their own insurance company first? Yeah.
I would call their board on the HOA, and I would ask them. That's the first thing I do, because they're not going to, the board should know. The board will know.
Mm-hmm.
You can call OAS if they're still in charge out there at Oakmont, and you can ask, hey, can I get a copy of my master policy? And they can email it out directly, because they have them all. They ask them every year.
And a little bit of a disclaimer here to protect both Rob and I. We're not representing anybody for Oakmont or any of the insurance carriers or the HOA. We're just saying these are the smart questions you want to ask, mm-hmm, is go to these people, the HOA board, and figure that out specifically so that you know if you are covered. That's all we're saying here.
Rob, can I ask you a question? You feel like you're underinsured, is it possible to get insurance while we're sort of in an emergency right now?
No, not usually. They put a moratorium in place. And so I was actually talking to somebody with Farmers yesterday, Farmers Claims, and I was told that our moratoriums, the guideline is you have to be between 3 and 5 miles out away from wherever the fire is at, and it has to be a certain percentage contained before they lift the moratorium.
Oh, wow.
So that percentage is usually 90%. However, some zip codes, as we know, are really large. Like now, the 95401 zip code is massive out here. And so just because it's in the 95401, a lot of times we can go case by case and email over to the underwriting team and just ask them, hey, look where this house is. We have a dot here on the map that shows where it's at based on the navigation to the fire. It's this many miles away, and we can try to submit it back that way. I was in a conversation about this yesterday with our corporate team and trying to figure this out because they have it at 5 miles right now, and they can go as low as 3. And if you're not in that area, then they will not let you change your coverage at all, Michelle.
Wow. Okay.
So if you're in the process, and so many people are, of getting like a refinance or purchasing, this will affect your ability to qualify and close on your loan. People need to understand that as well. So realize that there needs to be patience exercised, that you can't necessarily close on a purchase if the insurance is not bound yet. But, Rob, it's interesting. Some people got bound coverage before they closed, just in anticipation of closing, right? And that does give them coverage, right?
That actually does happen quite a bit. And, people are kind of smart about it, and they realize that, hey, there's a warning here. I'm just going to be safe, and I'm going to close this, I'm going to buy this policy today, a day early. We've seen that before.
Yeah. But also, if you're refinancing and you're mid process and your insurance is already renewed, it won't affect you necessarily on getting new insurance because you already have insurance. Mm-hmm. But the lender still will say, hey, we don't know if the fire is going to future impact your property because it's active. So they'll want a certification from a loan officer. They may want the appraiser to go back out and recertify it. So if you're mid process, as you know, at any given time, there's about 4% of the population doing a refinance. If you're mid-process on that, just realize it could be delayed, and that's something you just have to deal with for another couple weeks or hopefully shorter. Renewal, non-renewal, talking about mapping, you've told me this in the past, and I found it to be really interesting. You attended a conference. Tell our listeners a little bit about that back in, 2012, and how they project out where fires will be and where they want to insure. Tell me that story.
Yeah. Right, so the insurance companies, we all have reinsurance, right? And so they do these fire line maps, and they go by zip code, and they have a whole formula that they use, and it's called predictive modeling. And they go into areas. And it was 2012, the first time I sat in a conference where I listened to it, and I left there thinking this can't be true. They were telling me that the Fountain Grove was going to be a dangerous area, and it was going to be harder to run business there. And I think I told you that I was like shocked because it was a new firehouse there, and then in 2017,
right, the brand new one at the top of the hill,
right. And then in 2017, when the Tubbs happened, I was woken up like everyone else was to the new reality that like this predictive modeling is real. And so I started taking it a lot, obviously everybody did, we started taking their models a lot more serious. So when I watch this stuff now, when I'm watching where they have us mapped out and what we're doing, we have to take extra time, we have to work with the FAIR plan now a lot for a lot of homes. And we have to learn the new language for their policy because it's just not easy to get property insurance in Sonoma County right now.
Right. And so renewals of insurance, we don't have much time left. Should we be concerned moving forward? Are we getting closer and closer to just government-mandated, thinned out policies? What does the future look like, do you think? Your opinion?
Well, I'm scared, but I'm going to give you the silver lining right now. The silver lining is that another cat has been put out here. So this is a catastrophe claim is what that means. And so anytime a catastrophe claim has been sent out, meaning that the governor has declared a catastrophe, you get another year. So your insurance company cannot non-renew you for at least 12 months. You get another year added onto that. So that's the silver lining.
That's really comforting.
Yeah, I know. The other thing is that I haven't seen a lot of primary homeowners policies yet. I haven't seen any, actually, primary homeowners get non-renewed. I've only seen landlord or investment policy types getting on renewed. So I think that that's something else that you can find a little bit of comfort there, is that insurance companies are not trying to make things hard on you. They have to keep their own reinsurance. Right. Like if Farmers doesn't have reinsurance, or State Farm didn't, or Progressive, or whoever, if they don't have reinsurance, they're probably not doing business here at all.
Well, Rob Stroud, you're a true expert, great community leader. I appreciate what you're doing for us today on the show. Testament to why you should work with a local real estate broker, insurance broker for your needs here. We got to go, Rob. Thank you again. Robert Stroud, Farmers Insurance.
Be safe, Rob.
Be safe. Well wishes to your customers and your family. Folks, I got to go. I was George Adair. We'll be again next Wednesday at noon. Be safe. See you.